Morning, everyone. My name's Simon, member of the church here and on the staff team, and it's really good to see you and to bring God's word this morning. Wolves, spiders, bats and panthers, legends with shields, rockets and hammers, women of wonder, a woman called Wanda, incredible, strange, flashy, and super. These heroes all have a story to tell, full of trials and triumphs, just like Rainbow Girl. Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, I'm up against Denzel Washington. We're expecting many Oscars this awards season. But now, picture the scene. Leaves of Honor, a sea of green. Some have heard and some have seen the one they are calling the long-awaited king. Lazarus has been raised, another miraculous sign from Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Echoes of Psalm 118 resonate as the people celebrate. Hosanna, Hosanna, salvation, salvation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, a king for this, our holy nation. Surely here to bring emancipation from the suppression, the taxation. Have you seen the inflation? The blatant corruption of this Roman occupation. As Jacob blessed, the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. The scepter, absolute authority symbolized, to be wielded by the Messiah, never lost or set aside. Yet he comes, not with horses or chariots or sword, no cape, mask or lightsaber, no spaceship like Star-Lord. Your king comes to you on a colt, in the manner foretold by God's messenger, Zechariah, that prophet of old. You see, these leaves do pave the way to a throne of glory, but first to a cross, the heart of the story. Where Jesus, the hero, will give his all, wearing not a crown of jewels, but a crown of thorns. These Passover people are welcoming in the Passover lamb given for sin. As the blood covered God's people on that first Passover night, the blood of Jesus covers us and makes us right in his sight. For this fight is won with sacrifice. John the Baptizer proclaimed, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And I wonder, as your story unfolds, is Jesus your marvel, your hero enthroned? Now I admit, whilst looking at Thor is a bit like looking in the mirror, the created can take the place of the creator. The maker who stepped into creation to earn our salvation and win us our freedom. We can make heroes of ourselves and of others, rightly thankful for those who influence us. But the status of influencers and entertainers can take the place of the one who really matters. Hosanna, Hosanna, salvation, salvation, behold Jesus, sent out of love, for our redemption. The price that we could not afford paid, not by worldly things that lose worth or fade, or perish, but by Jesus' blood without spot or blemish. The satisfaction of divine mercy and justice. Perfection for our imperfection, stepping into brokenness to bring restoration, offering life now and forever, the hope of resurrection. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Savior of the world. Behold Jesus, our hero, the guardian of our souls. Amen. Let's pray together. As your story unfolds, is Jesus your hero enthroned? Hosanna, Hosanna, praise God, salvation, salvation has come to us. Praise you, God, for Jesus. Who on this Passover season, on this Palm Sunday, we remember your blood, Lord Jesus, that was shed for us and that covers us so that we can be saved, so that we can be forgiven, so we can be redeemed and restored and have new life with you. I pray, Lord Jesus, today that you would take your rightful place as our hero, enthroned, our King. Amen.